truly love. Come on, check it out. Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that.
American rapper, producer, and clothing designer Diddy was born Sean Combs in New York on this date in 1970. Combs was raised in Harlem, where his father was murdered when he was three. He attended Howard University in Washington, D.C., but he left college after 2 years to become an intern at Uptown Records in New York City. Within a year, he had moved up to vice president. In 1993, Combs turned his energies to his own label, Bad Boy Entertainment. He soon discovered and befriended a street hustler named Christopher Wallace, who rapped as Biggie Smalls and recorded as the Notorious B.I.G. In the spring of 1997, the Notorious B.I.G. was murdered, and Combs' first album, No Way Out, released that summer under the moniker Puff Daddy, included the single I'll Be Missing You, a musical eulogy featuring the voice of Wallace's widow and the melody from The Police's Every Breath You Take. Several more singles from No Way Out dominated the pop charts in 1997. In 1998, Combs toured in support of No Way Out and maintained his presence on the airwaves. That year, Combs took home 2 Grammy Awards, and he also launched the Sean John clothing line. Legal troubles, however, soon overshadowed Combs' music and fashion achievements. Charged with several crimes, including illegal gun possession, he was acquitted in 2001 on all counts. He subsequently made a symbolic break with his past by changing his name to P. Diddy and releasing his second album, The Saga Continues. He claimed another Grammy in 2004 for his collaboration with the rapper Nelly, and later that year he was honored by the Council of Fashion Designers of America as their Menswear Designer of the Year. He publicly dropped the P from his name in 2005 and released his third album, Press Play, the following year as Diddy. His 5th studio album, Last Train to Paris, is scheduled for release in December. Archibald Yale was inaugurated as Arkansas's second governor on this date in 1840. A charismatic Jacksonian Democrat, Yale as governor clashed with the state legislature on more than one occasion, primarily over his attempt to investigate the 2 state banks for their freewheeling ways, and he ended up resigning in 1844 before his term was up. Yale won a seat in Congress in 1844, but returned to Arkansas at the onset of the Mexican War and ended up dying at the hands of Mexican lancers at the Battle of Buena Vista. On this date in 1879, Will Rogers, the American actor and comedian, was born in Oklahoma. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.